make sure you subscribe and rate the Last Stop Podcast. Give it a 5-star. Do yourself a favor. Do me a favor. Now back to the episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last stop on this train. Everyone, please leave the train.
All right. So for the second week in a row, same group of fellas.
We back.
Manny, John, Levante, Kenny.
Gang, gang.
We're here.
Welcome back.
Last stop. That's the intro. Nothing more, nothing less.
We gotta do one of those Queen Bohemian Rhapsody picks.
We gotta Photoshop that somehow.
Word.
I'm pretty sure one of us got a picture of us looking up and another to the side and another down and another to the left.
Yep. You
know? If not, we have to take that before we leave, and then someone has to edit that.
That got us.
But yes, we're here. It's been a long week.
Yeah.
Or not even a week, but about 5 days.
Yeah.
Word. A business week.
Yeah. A business week. A work week.
Indeed, we came back in a work week.
How y'all feeling, though?
Feel good.
I'm alive. You know, we cool.
I'm chilling.
Yeah, I literally have a flight to catch in about 4 hours. Big I got to get ready.
First class.
Yeah, I'm going to be the only person to ever fly Southwest Airlines and get first class because it's literally first come, first serve for your seat. So if that's what you want to call first class.
Okay.
But what got y'all mad this week? Anything in particular? Ooh. Yeah. Anything got y'all feeling a type of way?
I looked at my schedule for work and they told me that I had to work 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday.
That's swag.
And then 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sunday.
I mean, you already know how I get off. I gotta mention that I work 12 hours a day.
At least once a day.
At least once a day, just to remind myself that it's happening.
Yo, I am getting fed up, and I think I have to mention, yo, people who just had children, stop putting iPads in the hands of your, like, newborn, one-year-old, 6-month-old kid. Stop doing it.
It's because our generation is now growing up and shit. It's like our generation is now growing up, so it's like, a lot of these kids that were, like, impatient and fucking spoiled and shit are now like, oh, I don't want to have to actually do shit.
You know what? There's some good and there's some bad that comes with that. Because, like, you literally have the answer to basically any question ever in the palm of your hand that can, like, get to you in less than a couple seconds. But, you know, I would assume that a bad part would be you not being able to hold down a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean,
a lot of people who dead ass just can't talk to people.
Yeah.
It's like because they grew up in a time. The kids now that are like getting born now are not going to have to talk to people, my nigga. Like, you know how crazy that is?
But I also like the fact that there's mad like threats towards people that aren't being followed up with. So I feel like this is very safe. Like, before in the 90s, if you told somebody you were going to kill them, somebody was going to get shot.
Okay.
But now, like, I've had my life threatened so many times, and I'm like, yeah,
it's
okay.
Because the internet.
But the nicest people.
Niggas are dead pussy. Like, some of the niggas that act the toughest are the sweetest dudes, bro. You know? Like, bro, like, for real.
Like, you can actually be friends with some of these people that threaten you. They're like,
ah. If my family was at a function with your family, we would probably kick it and, like, chill over, like, you know, oh, okay, sports and shit, you know. But, like, you right now, you're yakking tough for the interwebs, and I'm not feeling it.
Well, now we're at the point where we literally somebody could threaten me, like, a week ago. And next week, we're going to hang out in the same place. And nothing's going to – it's going to be a bunch of awkward eye contact, and it's not going to be resolved.
Unless a nigga is in my face telling me I'm going to fuck you up. I'm not scared. I'm not scared, concerned, or nothing.
And even then, like, why am I going to be scared of someone threatening me too much?
I'm not going to be scared.
Well, not scared, but, like, I'm not going to take you serious.
I take that serious. When you in my face telling me, all right, cool, let's do something then.
Nah, because in 2020...
I want
to
do something.
So I have my thoughts to myself a lot of the time.
Uh-huh.
And I've been thinking, I literally had this thought a couple days ago, which is funny, you bring up like somebody being in your face and doing all of that. Yeah. I want to bring back headbutts.
What?
I want.
The thing, they bro, never went away.
No, but like, the headbutt is the most underutilized move of all time.
That's a double-edged sword.
No, 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 no. It is if you do it wrong. Real shit, pointing a headbutt is to hit somebody in the fucking nose. So if you headbutt correctly, hit a dude straight in the bridge of his fucking nose, fuck his whole shit up, bro. Because once you get hit, even hit in the nose, your eyes start to water. Imagine your shit get broken at the bridge, bro. You just
Oh my God. Like the Conor McGregor fight?
Yeah.
Just like start off with your nose getting broke. But
and now you got to fight like that. Nah, there's nothing happening after that.
That's the number one like way to change the game. Like, imagine starting a fight with a headbutt. Now they don't know what to do.
You gotta aim that shit. Yeah. Like, for real, because if you don't, you headbutting like tooth and shit, and that's not good for your forehead.
Though. You also have to, if you're gonna headbutt, you have to be the first move.
Yeah.
You can't get decked out and try to headbutt somebody.
Actually, you can as a counter. You dash. You gotta catch a nigga hand. I mean, they can swing at you. You gotta catch his hand.
If I get
and caught, like hold, and while he's holding the shit out, he's like, "Oh,
if I'm in a
street, but it's like it's no time buffer. It's dead ass like a half a second. You can't even think about the shit. You just gotta be the move. Just fucking.
If I'm in a street fight and I get reversal with a headbutt, I just make sure I get home that night because. Come on, man.
Yo, but if you throw a punch and they catch it, that you're not getting hit with a headbutt. They already won the fight. Once you throw a punch and it gets caught in someone's hand and they hold it there, the fight is lost. You it's would be out surprised of here.
How many of these niggas out here are defiant? like they'll see that they're outmatched and like, nah,
never.
Once
my hand is caught, I'm like, we have to talk this one out.
At this point, we going full WWE on niggas. We using newspaper fucking stands, and we just hitting people on top of the head. Because in 2020, I don't know, people got all types of weapons and shit, and niggas want to hit you with bear spray and whatnot. And you know what? I'm just going to hit you with a newspaper stand.
Where are you even going to find a newspaper stand?
Hopefully, I'm outside, and if I am in the subways, then I'm going to hit you with... What can I grab in a
today with the watchtowers, bro?
Bro, you gotta just find one. You gotta just throw them on the tracks and make them tap on the third rail.
Yeah. What the fuck is this Def Jam fight for New York? Yo, bro, they really had a match in that game with the object of winning is throwing a nigga in the train tracks while the train coming. What type of shit is
Well, that's the only way to win that fight.
That's how life is in New York.
Huh? It's either that or hit him with a garbage can. Just throw him into that shit. Huh?
That's a Matrix shit. Think about it.
Making him touch the third rail?
Yeah, that's what happened with the fight with Agent Smith and Neo the first time.
What do you mean? And also hold the mic close because it's... There we go. Perfect. All right, keep going. Agent Smith and Neo?
Yeah, that's when they fought. Oh, yeah, y'all are quiet now. Y'all don't remember that, do ya?
Well, I mean, there's three movies where they fought.
Yeah, where...
The first one is literally the first time they fight.
Really?
He threw him on the third rail?
Yeah, he...
No, he throws him to the train track. There's no third rail.
I mean, when's the last time you watched all the Matrix movies?
Last month.
Wow. That's why I'm, like, concerned. Like, what the fuck?
Wait, do you think that Agent Smith is the chosen one? And not Neo? Do you see how that makes sense?
I do. I don't know why, but I believe the theory.
Do you think it sucks that he's not coming back for the fourth one? Chad Hugo, the guy who plays Agent Smith.
They killed that nigga.
And yeah, but he's the chosen one. He has to come back.
Chad Hugo is the nigga from NERD. So, I don't think that's the nigga that you're
talking about. That is hilarious.
Hugo Weaving.
The next answer was going to be Hugo Boss. I'm not even going to hold you.
Yeah, no, that is completely incorrect.
What movies has he been in?
Chad Hugo, bro. I knew that name was wrong, and I was not prepared.
He was the Red Skull.
I knew he was the Red Skull, but I was thinking of besides that.
The Red Skull and Agent Smith. He doesn't have to be anything else.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
You think he got bred like that?
I think he has money.
Wasn't like, he also V for Vendetta? Wait a second. Who was V for Vendetta?
Like, I don't think he was the guy who played the V.
Yeah, nigga, he was V from Vendetta.
He was V from V. Yo, this guy only makes movies that everyone has to fuck with. Yeah. If he's in the movie.
Oh, he's in Lord of the Rings too? Yo,
oh, wait, no, no. He plays he plays the elf?
Yes. No. Hugo Weaving has been in this fucking every franchise.
If you fuck with it, he's in it. Hits. That's fine.
Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, fucking. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, he plays an elf.
Yeah.
That is crazy. I don't even want to know how much money this man has. That is absolutely insane.
This shit has field of, bro, this shit has field of work in video game industry. The what? Fuck has he been in? Hold up. Wait a second.
This nigga at least got $700.
Bro. I'm sorry. At least. Minimum. Apparently we're doing a fucking Hugo Weaving appreciation
thing. Yeah, nah. First of all.
While we're looking up information on Hugo Weaving, I just want to say we got some automatically generated video playlist shit that's on right now that looks like a bunch of WWE promos in the background.
Bro, he was in The Hunchback of Notre Dame, fam.
Well, this man. Wait, does he play the Hunchback?
No. He was one of the soldiers.
What?
A random soldier, bro.
He must have got $375.
He was just in the studio that day. He was like, yo, you want to be. Yeah, nigga, I get in the movie.
Yeah. Give him 1% of the movie, like, yo, here.
He was in Happy Feet, Transformers. This nigga is Megatron!
Hugo Weaving is fucking Megatron! Hugo Weaving is the GOAT actor. If he's in it, it's a hit. It's a smash. Everyone's gonna fuck with it.
He was like, Cloud Atlas? What the fuck? Nah. Yo, fam.
Is he the best heel actor? He's putting everybody over in every movie he's in. He put over Captain America in Captain America's first movie. That's a very important villain right there.
Yo. I think he might be the best villain.
And he's the most complex because Iron Man's villain, it was kind of racist.
He's the white Danny Trejo.
Which one?
No, in the first one. In the first movie, it's a bunch of Middle Eastern people. Yeah. And I'm like,
Man, that's what he got stuck at, though. And the reason why they did that is because, like, you know, at the time, we had issues over there. So, like, he's selling weapons to the fucking military and whatnot. So
yeah.
He gets to the Iron Man's whole thing is karma. So, now we're fucking Eurostepping into a comic book segment. But, yeah, Iron Man's whole thing is karma. So, like, what goes around comes around. He was doing bad things, so bad shit came to him. You know?
That makes sense. If you put it that way, it makes sense.
Literally, in the movie, the fucking... the missile that lands next to him that fucked him up.
It shows his name.
His name on it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's fire. But Hugo motherfucking Weaving, man. That's an actor. Yeah.
We just found out right now he's a GOAT.
This nigga's in everything.
And bro, he's a low-key GOAT. I don't know what made us talk about
it. I never recognized him in a movie before. Like,
no, I knew him as a Red Skull because he had that evil face. And I was like, oh, I know this guy.
Just put red over his face. It was the same ass face, bro.
Mr. Anderson.
That's great. That's great acting skills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But to want, or I don't know if he wants to do the bad guy role in most of the movies he's in, but to do it so well
he doesn't
that
have a fucking choice. Do you see his face?
He does not have a good guy face.
Nigga.
they have
if
to make a movie.
If that nigga smiled at me,
oh god,
I'd be frightened. Imagine fucking Hugo even smile, like, for real.
I'm calling police.
But the fact that, I mean, that job is probably harder than being a good guy actor in all those movies. Like, think about how good Optimus Prime's voice actor had to be. He had to motivate you in every single movie.
Oh, that's the nigga from the original cartoon.
Yeah. Too, but I'm saying, like, the acting had to be that good so Hugo Weaving wouldn't outshine you in the movie and people would be like, oh, this is that guy.
I'm gonna say this. The only reason why he wasn't outshined is because he's the original voice. People hung on to that idea. When you think Megatron, when you think Optimus Prime, you think that fucking voice.
Yeah. And the fact that there's no, like, audio effects, that's the guy's actual voice, that's pretty fire.
Fucking disgusting.
But I have no idea how we got, throwing people on the train and making them touch the third rail.
That's how we got on fucking Hugo Weaving. That's hilarious.
Now, we went from that to The Matrix. to the comics.
But, you know, that little tidbit, we kind of put a lot of people on just now. Unless everybody knew that and it was just us like, oh, really?
I doubt everybody knew that. Yeah, not everybody. People knew that.
Yeah. Definitely. All right. I'm going to air out my grievance.
What you got?
So I was talking to Pavan.
Shout out my guy.
So he started the Wrestling Gifts Instagram account. Go check that out, by the way.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I don't really like Instagram because it's not really Twitter where you can just say what you're feeling at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to post pictures about, you know, like,
bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, you have to go through steps to be popping on Instagram that are way too much. So I was talking to him about that, and I was like, you know what? I don't even like Instagram. I don't even like social media as a whole. Because if I go to Twitter, I go on my Twitter, and then all I see is a bunch of people complaining. If an artist is going to drop an album, they're either talking about how corny that artist is and how nobody should listen to them for no real reason. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't like somebody, that's one thing. But if you're going to go on a whole fucking, for a week long, just talk about the album and how trash it is, but you've never heard the album, that's pretty annoying. Now you're just fucking wasting everybody's time. And then, like, the problem with that, they'll, like, gang up on people. So if one person has an opinion, all their friends are going to jump in and fucking have that same opinion without actually feeling that way. So I'm like, all right, Twitter's kind of annoying that way. Or maybe it's just the people I follow. I don't know.
It could just be the people that you follow. I mean, it's a little bit of both. Because a lot of these fucking social media has... A lot of social media has fucking sex and shit. Like, you know, like people, like certain clicks. You follow, like, the things that you like.
Mm-hmm. Affect the algorithms?
Yeah, affect the algorithms. So that brings shit to you. So you might follow one anime account on Twitter, like one of these weird ass anime people, and like fucking 8 or 9 might show up in your suggestion.
Yeah. Or it'll be like this person liked this one picture.
Yeah, and then it'll bring that to you because
So then Pavan was talking about it and he was like, well, Twitter versus Instagram, Twitter's light because you could just spam your way to the top. Like, you could just keep putting out something till it works and then just go on from there.
True.
And then I was like, with Instagram, though, you can't really grow a brand unless you're already a brand outside of Instagram. And that kind of rhymed, but whatever. And then, I told him, I was like, it's like, Instagram is all about, like, a fake perception of yourself to try to sell to everyone else so they can like it. Like, there's mad girls that'll, like, post pictures with mad designer shit and then live in the projects. And then you're like, okay, well, this doesn't really make sense here.
My favorite shit that these girls do, they'll go on vacation one time.
Oh, my God.
And take mad pics.
Oh, my God.
And, like, save the pictures and then post them throughout the year.
Yep.
To make it look like they always traveling. I love that.
Every month.
I fucking love that.
At least once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, they'll brag about, like, these vacations. I get it. You're on vacation.
Uh-huh.
But, like, relax. All right? You're at an all-inclusive restaurant. You don't got to fucking be like, yo, seventh drink is crazy out here. Like, we get it.
Yeah, so it came with a package. Y'all got that for free.
Like, I'm not saying that posting your vacation's bad. But you don't got, like,
when you do it a certain way, it is fucking
It's like
bad.
People try to show off and fucking try to be, like, this superstar. And I get... Maybe people want that moment, you know, where, like, everybody's looking at them and they're trying to, you know, shine and be that public figure that they think they are in their mind. But
I mean, some people are just trying to have some fun, man.
Social media.
No, I'm not saying there's a lot of people trying to have fun. But then maybe it's just the girls I follow. Maybe I'm a shallow guy and I'm going after.
Oh, yeah, that too. Absolutely. I've seen your following list.
Yo, my following.
That shit is disgusting.
It's sick. Like, but it's filled with a lot of 8 and ups. And I'm trying to.
8 and ups. This is the all 10s.
Yeah, I'm shooting all high. Tens. But still, I'm like, God damn. I'm like. And then they just post about, like, one day. They'll post in the morning about, like, when they get up and get ready for work. They're the most motivated. They'll post, like, yo, you don't need... And I feel like I'm bashing women, so I'm going to get to the guys right after this, by the way. I have to. Okay. I just realized... Yeah. When I was saying that out loud, I'm like, all right, this is crazy.
but mean, that's cool.
In the morning, they'll post, like, oh, I don't need no man. It's just me, myself, and I. I can do this. Ladies, you don't need nobody. By 3:15, after they get back from their lunch break, you need a man who is going to provide for you, make sure you can stay at home, gets you a car, gets you on a vacation every month. You should be taking an Uber everywhere paid for by him. And I'm like, oh, brother. Who are they dating? Who are these people?
The tweet and said, oh, brother.
The drug dealers and the scammers.
Oh, and the girls on Twitter, they don't tweet that. The girls on Twitter, it is post ass by day, tweet horny thoughts by night, and then in the afternoon wonder, why are these guys wilding? And I'm like, I'm just saying, it's a lot of females. I will not.
Who do you follow?
That once again.
Do this.
No, I don't think I follow. I don't think I follow that many girls that are like that, but I see it all the time because a lot of the guys I follow
like that shit
are the guys that are wilding.
I get it.
Like me personally, I could never tweet like a crazy, like thirsty, fucking like video. Like, all right, there's this one girl on my Twitter, right? Uh-huh. And she's a very pretty woman. Has the cake. She'll post a picture, like, you know, with the selfie with the butt out.
The yeeks out.
And there's this one account that screen recorded. He screen recorded the selfie, zoomed in, and the audio's playing through his mic.
Oh, he sniffed. And then,
yes. So all you hear on the thing is... And then he sent that video to her. And then I'm like...
On the TL.
Yeah.
Not even...
On the timeline. That's and then hilarious. She responds with the laughing emojis, but I'm like, this, if someone sent this to me, I am freaked out. I'm blocking you. I might delete my whole social media and start over with people I know under a fake name.
The reason why I guess she put the laughing emojis, because she might know the
she definitely knows him through social media.
But that's still fucking weird. Like,
I don't care how much I know you.
Personally, when I like throw up a thirsty type tweet type shit, I'm doing it for the memes. For me to laugh and my niggas to laugh.
Because you're definitely getting clowned for it later on.
Yeah, I'm not like doing this shit like dead ass. Like I'm never dead. Why would I do that? That's fucking stupid.
And you know what? I was thinking about this now. Uh-huh. I really can't say the same for guys as opposed to girls, because girls don't have to be cool. Any girl can get bagged.
Yeah, any girl could get.
Every guy is a cornball trying to figure life out. Like, all right, how can I
get these bitches?
how can I do this shit?
Yo, bro, every morning, I swear to God, no matter what your first thought is, it always comes back to, what can I do to get these bitches? Well, not directly, but every thought that men have goes back to, how can I get these
bitches? I'm going to raise that a thing above it. Uh-huh. Like what you said, every thought. Yeah. Literally every single thing a guy does.
It's
to get a woman.
Yo, bro, even...
Or a guy, depending on your sexual preference.
Even
I don't know.
When dudes be like, yeah, I'm out here focusing on myself. You know, I'm not trying to do nothing. I'm focused on me right now. You're doing that so that you appear that you don't care to these bitches.
Yeah, so they don't think you're thirsty.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You're focused on you right now, so you can focus on these bitches.
Yeah,
exactly.
Bro. You get a job for the girls. For the I'm not gonna say for the bitches.
I'm saying it.
You get the job for the bitches.
If you lived on an earth where women did not exist, you would not be working. You would just steal food, because fuck it. Like, what?
Just beating people's ass and stealing food?
Bro.
It's just a bunch of niggas. Fuck it. I'm not paying for food. Come get me.
Yeah. But like, I think in the ancient Chinese civilization, the emperors would chop off the balls of all of their like closest like soldiers. Because if you don't have balls, you don't have a sex drive.
That's stupid as fuck.
Yeah, no, but they would do that because their thoughts would be more clear.
I mean,
because
I
you don't have horny thoughts at all throughout any point of the day.
I think that's stupid, though, because I officially don't want to work for you, and at that point, you might as well kill me. So you're just killing extra people. I'm gonna tell you what I was about to say. I don't
think they had a choice back then. No, but the fact that they lived was crazy to me. I was like, so you just chopped the nigga's balls off, and he survived.
They must have heated the knife up first.
Pause.
Nigga, I'm fucking. That's wrong because have you ever seen how angry a nigga who hasn't fucked is, bro?
No, but, like, really, but that's because really he wants to, as opposed to a guy who physically can't get that urge anymore forever. Like, you, like, even with dogs, when dogs are mad angry until you get them, like, spayed or neutered or whatever, and then they're not. Now they're just chill forever.
Yeah, because nothing fucking matters. My life.
Exactly. Yeah, fam. And that's what they were like. That's what the Chinese guys were like. Japanese. I don't remember. It's Asian.
Have a bunch of angry, horny niggas than a bunch of niggas.
No, like, that's dangerous. I feel like.
Fuck that, bro.
The only reason that there's war is because there's a bunch of angry, horny niggas running around controlling everything. If you think about it.
Okay. Why not put those same niggas that are getting mad and making shit bad directly to war? Fuck that shit.
Yeah. Like John F. Kennedy, like he could have helped out with the Bay of Pigs incident, but he didn't.
Yeah.
But he was constantly having sex with people in the White House. He found out and he was like.
Him and his brothers was training.
Yeah, they were wild.
Marilyn Monroe. That shit was crazy, bro. Bro, they had hooker tunnels. Bro, the fucking presidential hooker tunnels, bro.
Yo,
that was JFK.
I think there's a list online that you can look up where it's like a list of 30 different women that JFK had sex with while being the president.
He was married too, yeah. Bro.
And his wife knew about it. And then he would also invite members of the media to go out with him and have sex with all these women and stuff like that.
Jackie Kennedy, bro. She was down with it.
But you can't snitch because if you're a member of the media and you're also doing it,
yeah.
You know what? You're stuck there. Now you're both.
Everybody's tarnished, nigga.
He was a sly dog. But back to guys. Huh. Guys are just mad corny. So, like, literally, there's nothing a guy can do that's cool.
Yo, bro.
There's nobody cool out there. Except for Hugo Weaving.
What's some shit that you do that's mad corny that you think somebody will look at that is exclusively for the bitches?
I don't think I do anything exclusively for the business.
That could be rooted back to it.
I feel like the corniest thing I do is maybe solely posting on my Instagram story and never posting pictures. Because I feel like, you know, I'm here all the time.
Yeah, always.
I'm just never, you know.
I'm not going front. I went through like 2 years of that.
Yeah, because like I just posted two pictures this month, and I was like, that's the first time I posted two pictures in 1 month ever.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I'm not like a picture guy.
Niggas get a pic a month sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes.
Because even like if I tell Levante, like, yo, Levante, take this picture of me, as soon as I say that and hand them the phone, I'm like, this is mad corny. Like, what do I do now? What kind of pose am I going to strike?
That's one of the shits.
And now I feel corny because I know the camera's there and I'm not really looking at it.
But hey, I mean, the thing about it is that if I'm ready to take the photo, then, I mean, you should have already come to terms with the fact that it looks corny. And I feel like you already did because you're already like, hey. You're like, hey, you trying to get this photo? I'm like, all right, I got you. So by the time I already have the phone in my hand, you should be like, okay, I'm taking this picture. It's not like, damn.
Yeah, but then, like, when we took those pictures, what was it, 2 weeks ago? Or no, it was the Secret Santa thing. Yeah, maybe two weeks ago.
It was a while ago.
I never posted them because I was like, what am I doing? I'm standing in the middle of the street.
You put them on your story, though.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I don't even remember doing that. I could have just posted it, but I don't know. I don't know. What about you, Levante? What do you think is corny?
Some shit you think that's corny that's like...
Everybody does something on the daily.
You ever be going somewhere not important at all and you throw on cologne? And I feel like it's a thing that I do, and I feel like it's a thing that everyone does.
A lot of dudes do that.
Feel like it's a thing that everyone does, and I just be thinking,
I've been hanging out with the boys, and be like, yeah. You know what, fuck it, let me throw some of this Jimmy Choo.
I got two different colognes in the whip for that sole purpose.
Like, it's just, oh my god, like, if I'm, like, I'm not putting it on for me to smell it, because number one, I'm not even gonna smell it.
I'm dead not cognizant of the smell on me right now, dog. Like, I'm going throughout my fucking day,
and like,
this is for other people.
And if I know I'm not doing anything, I could just not smell like anything. I could just smell like post shower,
yeah, like deodorant head ass
word, fucking Old Spice / Degree / whatever the fuck you use,
Dove.
Right. Dove. Big Dove.
All right, John. What about you? What do you do that is corny? That you... I don't even remember what was the second half of the question.
It's for the women. But
it's for
the
women. It could be.
For the females.
Yeah. But you know it's corny.
Yeah.
See, okay. So I wouldn't say that taking pictures things is corny. I'd say that's awkward.
It's corny. It's definitely corny.
You give your
asking you anyone for a picture is corny.
You take your phone and go to your man's. Yo, bro, you trying to take a picture for me, bro, real quick? That's kind of corny, bro.
Yeah.
I don't think it's corny.
Like, no, no. I feel like
sometimes, but I guess some people, like at this point, day and age, some people make a living off of that type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. The funny, but thing even is, like,
the funny thing is, if you're a woman, or if. Like, if you out with your girlfriends or whatever, that shit is completely unapologetic. You could be like, yo.
You're expected. Yeah, you're expected to take the pictures.
Like, that's some shit that girls do. Yeah. Like, I feel weird if I'm out. That's why, how many pictures have I asked you niggas to take with me? Real shit.
Listen.
Real shit. How many times?
I wouldn't be able to. The only time I've seen. No. I think every picture of Kenny has been off guard. Or someone taking it of him without telling him beforehand.
Exactly, because I'm not like, look, I'm not trying to look for it because that's weird to me.
Yeah.
It's
just like even on New Year's, on yeah. New Year's, I had to ask my little cousin because I'm like, all right, I'm not trying to make this a big deal, but we kind of need a picture with all the fellas. So I was like, you know, I'm not gonna ask my mom because my mom's gonna make a big deal out of it and be like, oh my god, oh, it's the guys. And yeah. I was like, you know what? Let's just make this simple. Real quick, 1, 2, 3, boom.
Bro, I got no solo pick on New Year's. No solo pick.
The ones I did get were trash because Matt was laying down like a sniper. And that's the worst. Okay, getting an angle from down low is one thing because that's a power angle and that's actually preferred.
Yeah.
But to be prone like a sniper.
That shit was weird.
Yeah, it came out. They all came out terrible. Nah, but back to John.
I took two solo picks that night for myself in the bathroom.
Wow. Yeah, now John's go-to is the mirror pick in the bathroom.
Yeah, because I don't want to ask you to take a picture of me. I don't know.
But then, like, when you walk out and then I go on my Instagram and I see you in the bathroom, I'm like, yeah, bro, that's like, my bathroom. That's my fucking bathroom.
I never do it in my house.
Wow.
It looks like I'm never home, you know?
Yeah.
It looks like he
out in bathrooms.
Yeah, bitch.
He's always taking a shit everywhere he goes. Is that your corny thing? Bathroom picks?
That's definitely my corny
thing. There you go. Okay. We're working on ourselves, 2020. All right, Kenny. It's now your turn.
Oh, my shit is definitely acting like I don't care about these bitches, bro. Like, bro. Like, 100%.
He cares. Bro. He cares about
them. I love
these bitches.
What do you mean?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, bro, what I mean without these bitches? Like, real talk. Definitely times I'm like out. I'm like, yeah, I'm out doing my thing. I'm not out here for these bitches. My nigga, I did not put on this fit. I did not put on these sneakers. I did not put on cologne. Just come out and drink some beers with the boys.
Yeah.
I want somebody to look at me and be like, oh, that might be something I want to go after. And then come over my way, maybe. That might be it. That's my corny thing. I definitely act like I'm not trying to get, but every time, like, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
So I also look nice, but it's corny.
One thing that I hate that I think is the corniest thing like someone can do is like when they use their mental health for attention on social media, or like just like complaining every day. Like, if you're going to work, you know you have that job.
Yeah.
You can quit that job at any... Like, if you're working at an entry-level job, you can quit that job whenever you want and go work somewhere else.
Yeah.
You don't have to kill yourself over doing that, you know? But if I know... If I look and every single day you're complaining about your job, that's the worst.
Oh, my God.
But then I start to think, I'm like, why are you complaining about your job? Do you actually hate it? Or do you want people to feel bad for you because you say that your life sucks because you work there?
Social media is a dick measuring contest, bro. Even for the girls, bro. They're just trying to... Everybody's just trying to... Hey, everybody, look. I'm more this or more that.
And then you have to say something, too. Because, like, let's say someone is, like, mad extra on their social media. Like, I could never muster up the fucking will to go open my phone, put the phone up to my face, have the shit shake because it didn't recognize it right away, so it looks again, shakes again, now I gotta put in my passcode, swipe up, go on Twitter, go to the fucking tweet thing, and then start typing and be like, yo, like, this is how I feel, blah, 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 like, my life sucks, I hate it, I'm working every day, I go to this stupid job every day, I hate school, I hate life, I hate boys. My boyfriend's awesome. My girlfriend's awesome. Astrology, astrology, astrology. I feel like this is a specific person, but I'm mixing a bunch of different people into one person. But, like, you do all of that, and then you tweet it out and hit send, and then you got to wait for it to load because your Wi-Fi is terrible. And then now the tweet's out there. Now, as someone seeing the tweet, there's two things you could do. One, you just ignore it, but you saw it, so you feel like an asshole because you just saw someone, like, complain about their life. And then two, you respond to it, and then now they're, like, mad, like, the other way about how they feel. Like, now they're like, LOL, it's just crazy, you know? Like, wow. And then they just do some other shit. And I'm like, yo, why are you using, like, a way of, like, mental health? Of bad mental health, why are you using that for attention?
Well, they're going to sit there and say, well, my social media account, I can use it however I want. And if you don't like it, you can follow me and all that shit. But, like, I personally feel like if you're going through some shit, it's not, it's like certain forums that shit's not for type shit. Like, you definitely, if you really feel that bad, you should go, you know, handle that.
My yeah, nigga, like, if you know, bottle it up inside, let it fucking rest in there, bring it up all at once at a later date. That's what I do.
On Christmas, probably, you know, around the whole family. And then Auntie did this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy, you know.
Suppress your emotions is all I'm saying.
Yeah, that.
And then, like, now I'm having ideas, like, where I'm like, I want to create a social media where all you can do is complain. Like, I don't want to go on Twitter and see people complain. I want you to go on KMS.com.
Wait a minute. What's KMS?
Kill myself.
Wow. Why did you have to ask?
I wanted to make sure, you know.
Because I feel like I don't...
I just wanted to clarify for the viewers.
But I feel like KMS.com would be the best alternative to a social media. Because now you can see other people also have problems. And then now you look at other people's problems and go, in the grand scheme of things, mine aren't that bad. I'm complaining because I work for minimum wage for 3 hours a day, but I chose to work there and not apply anywhere else because they took me first. You know? Like, as opposed to there's probably a kid out there fucking not complaining and he's going through, like, you know, low-income housing. And, like, not having any money. And he probably went to jail or something. And now he can't get jobs wherever he wants. But he doesn't say anything, you know? Or maybe that, I don't know. America's fucked up, you know? I don't know. I got super depressed.
Everyone handles this shit differently, man. I don't know. Like, imagine some people that you gotta take seriously. But they still use social media.
Yeah. But also, with that being said, like, I feel like the parents that are, like, 40, like... 45 and under, mm-hmm. like the ones that grew up as, like, teenagers in the 90s,
yeah,
they might be a different generation of understanding. Like, John's parents would definitely be less understanding about getting earrings per se,
yeah,
as opposed to, like, mine.
I asked my mom for earrings when I was 16.
You don't have to say what she was gonna call you, but all I'm saying is, like, if I wanted earrings, I think I told my dad, like, as a joke that I wanted them. I really don't. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, well, when you, I think he said when I'm either 18 or 21, I could do whatever I want. But, you know, it's like, and then eventually we as parents are going to be like, yeah, just get whatever the fuck you want, whenever.
Yeah.
Except for, I'm never telling my kid at, like, 16, yeah, go get a tattoo. I feel like you shouldn't get a tattoo until you're 25 years old.
My mother said, you can't get a fucking tattoo unless you until you leave my house. I was like, all right, cool. No problem.
That's but fine. No, no. She's not wrong.
Yeah,
because I understand. Just think about like all of the tattoos you wanted when you were like 16 or like 18. And you were like, yo, I'm about to get this tattoo. It would look like shit right now.
I'm not going to front.
It looked like doo-doo.
Well, that too. Fucking.
I'm thinking quality-wise. I'm not thinking of getting it-wise.
Yeah, fucking. When I was like 16, I was like, I want to get tats, but I want to see if I could get on this workout shit and stick to it before I get tattoos. And that's something that I haven't been able to do, so I haven't gotten tats. If it's ever a time that I do start like hitting the gym and like I stick to that shit, like real regimen type shit, and alright, cool, let me see how my body looks with.
But that's a lot of pressure, cause now for the rest of your life you gotta keep that shape,
nigga. What's up?
Or it's gonna look terrible.
Exactly, that's my point, bro. At that point, that's the extra incentive, cause nobody wanna see a saggy nigga with tattoos that was supposed to be for a brolic nigga, bro.
Yeah. It's not gonna hit the scene.
Is that a tapeworm? No, that was a dragon.
Yeah. Or like, think about like all the people that were like teenagers in the 90s that got like tribal tattoos. Uh-huh. That now you look at a tribal tattoo and you're like, it's not even a real tribal tattoo. It's just a fucking squiggly line everywhere.
Definitely did meth, huh?
Nah, there's mad people. What?
Yeah, that was a trend at one point.
Yeah.
Tribal tattoos.
Yeah, yep. My mom has a tribal tattoo on her stomach.
Oh.
No, she. I'm not saying she's meth, but I'm just saying like, yo, fam, like, why did you get that? It's like a heart based joint. Like the center is like a heart. It's like around her belly button. And it fucking goes out. I'm like, what the? Why did you get that? Like, what the fuck? She was like, I don't know. I was about to have you. I was like, oh, what the fuck do you mean? Like, what's wrong with you?
All right. The next thing I was going to say, I really don't want it to sound like I'm bashing women, but
this is like the second fucking time you said that.
All right. I'll lead in with this and then bring it back.
Okay.
The dads who are like recently new dads and like the kid's like 1 or 2 years old.
Yeah.
And then you break up with the baby mom and then you start dating other girls. Those might be the worst people out there.
What, the dads or the girls?
The dad. Why? Because you're not even. You didn't even give it a chance the first time. You didn't even try.
Are you going to try to run it back?
Yeah, to be honest.
You going to try to get on your second life?
Yo, nah, your kid's one. Why the hell do you have a new girl?
Why are you trying to run fucking Parenthood on New Game Plus? You wallet.
Yo, because to be honest.
You quit the new girlfriend?
Oh my God. Yo. But then what if you get the new girl pregnant?
All right, then you got two kids.
Nigga. It's two kids.
That's your ass fault. What the fuck bro, you mean?
I feel like they're ruining the game for everyone.
I mean, low-key, because we're getting...
Ruining the game sounds crazy.
We're getting to the age where a lot of the girls that we're going after probably going to have a kid.
No. The thing that sucks the most are, like, when the girl that you, like, save, like, you're like, all right, one day I'm going to hit her up. And then she has a kid.
And go get pregnant like 3 years later. Like, what the
Or like having secret pregnancies where you're like, yo, when did this happen? I was going to holler like in a couple days. I was going to holler in like 37 days max.
Where's the baby father? I haven't seen you with a nigga all year.
Yo.
You've been smoking hookah for 12 months.
Yo. There's one girl. She has a kid, right? That's like 1 year old. And then I was like, when did she have this kid? Because every time I see her on a story, she's at a club. Smoking hookah. When did she have time to get pregnant? When the fuck did this happen? And then she just posted, yeah, I'm the hottest mom around. I was like, when did this happen?
Did you even have the kid? Did you buy this baby?
Bro, did you buy this baby? I just want to know, when did I lose my chance?
You'll never know.
I think the same exact thing when I'm like, now this is another time when you're like saving a girl, like, yo, in like 2 months I'm a holler at her. Mm-hmm. I got a lot going on right now. when it mellows out, maybe I'm gonna throw my shot. Maybe I'm gonna shoot my shot in a couple months. And then she'll post like she's single every fucking day.
And then you hit her up.
And then all of a sudden, no. And then one day she just posts a pic at 3:47 in the afternoon with a man. And I'm like, when did this? And then she'll be like, yo, it's been the happiest 6 months of my life. And I'm sitting there, it's been like,
happiest what? 2 years.
Yeah. When did this happen? I just need to know, when did I lose my chance? Or did I even have one? But my favorite part about girls posting their guys out of nowhere now, I don't know if y'all notice, they break up shortly thereafter.
Oh, yes.
After the nigga reveal, it's over.
My favorite thing in the world. Bro, I go hunting on Instagram for bitches' profiles so I can see if they have a nigga. Then I go and I look. I'm like, okay, how long have they been together? And I clock it. I'm like, okay, it's been like 3 months. About a month. It's over. Yeah. I come back, not even a month later, all traces of that nigga's gone.
Yeah, but
the initials and the fucking bio, the fucking date, the lock, everything is gone.
But
I laugh.
I figured out the new thing for girls to combat that. You ever notice? Let's say they start dating in June or May.
Okay.
And then all summer, they take pictures with their mans that, like, let's say they go to a beach, they go out to dinner. Mm-hmm. There's two pictures that they take. One set of the pictures is with their mans, and then they'll post again shortly thereafter of just themselves looking beautiful.
Yeah.
Once they break up with the mans,
the second,
all of the pictures of them together are gone, but they still have the event there,
yeah,
of just them by themselves. It's just, it's there. It's the perfect play. They draw up these shits in the playbook like, yo, we're good to go.
Remember that fucking one tweet of the bitch saying, I ain't getting no good pictures by myself on vacation, so I blacked out my ex. Yo, fam.
Bro, like, that's what it is. Like, I just figured that out, like, as I'm thinking about it. I'm like, yo, I'm going through the Rolodex of girls in my head. I'm like, they always post twice that day. And one of the pictures gets way more likes than the other.
Of course.
I don't gotta mention which one. It's obvious.
One of them just gets 56 likes. The other one gets
1,073 minimum.
But like, that, my favorite pastime is seeing how long the relationship lasts after the nigga reveal. And it's always like a big thing. Like, it's an event. Mm-hmm. That you didn't know you were a part of viewing. You're like, oh, okay. And then, like, it's just on the timeline for the day. Every week, and now they're posting videos together. I'm like, oh, brother.
Yo, bro, you know what really...
I can't wait till I'm the guy that people are looking at like, oh, brother.
You know what really, you know what really scuffs my Tim's, though?
What?
Motherfucking, they do the nigga reveal. And it's a fucking herb, bro. Like, a straight-up fucking herb. Like, bro, like, I am better than this nigga. Like, how did he win the competition?
Now you start sounding like Drake on Jaded.
Bro, like, dead ass. Yes, I'm herb. Yes, I'm Jaded. The fuck do you mean?
He does the same thing you do, but way less wavy.
What the fuck do you mean? Yo, like, for real, bro. For real. It'd be something. Bro, I swear to God, I've seen some of these bitches get with niggas that like wrestling, comic books, and everything, but they ugly. And I'm like, but what about me, nigga? I'm cute. What the fuck is going on, bro? The mohawk is back in everything, bitch. What the fuck do you mean?
I mean, I just think it's hilarious. Like, the liking wrestling thing, there's no cool way to fucking... Like, now the only way I can say it, I'm like, yo... You might think it's fake, but the money's real. That's the only cool way I could go about saying that I watch wrestling.
I would not say it. If it was my first time meeting you,
I'm not saying that.
You don't find that out.
You find that out like a couple months into it. You don't even mention it after y'all start talking.
Yeah, the first time, if you bring it up off rip, you're gonna end up like that girl that was in our group chat that left. If you know who that girl is, you'll know. But yeah.
That's not like anime.
Girls fuck with anime because they think it's... I don't know what made it socially acceptable. Because
it's cute, nigga. It's cute, that's all. It's just like... Girls like things that's cute, nigga. They don't. They're not, yo, fam. Yeah, they might be following it, like, for the plot and shit.
Yeah.
But they started watching it because it looks good. It's pretty. That's why. Damn, I'm gonna get canceled for this shit, bro.
I mean,
honestly, fuck it. Why not? Might as well get canceled. It's fucking 2020. Nobody about shit anyway.
Somebody's gonna be upset that I just generalized all women like that. But
yo, you know what? That's not the crazy. I'm pretty sure I've said more that's worse, but I don't think it is. But I know it is. I say, like, yo, chill.
You can find us on the internet. Our names.
Don't look for me.
But will be in the description.
I don't know. John, what fitness advice do you offer to these people that get their body done and just not go to the gym? And then you go back to eating, like, McDonald's and Chipotle every day.
Yeah, it's not that hard. You don't got to get your body done. You can do bare minimum and you'll be fine. Like, to be, like, yo, go for a run once a week. Do a couple push-ups, a couple squats here and there. You'll be good.
You think that they're going to do that? They couldn't. They just went to DR because they didn't want to do that. Now you want them to do that?
I mean, yo, you gotta balance it, though. You gotta have your fun. Yeah, you living your... It's your life. You gotta live it, man.
Maybe cut the carbs a little bit.
Definitely cut out McDonald's. It's not good for you.
Or you go to Chipotle and be like, double rice.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, God.
I get both the brown and the white rice.
Word?
Yeah, I'd be wild.
Well, it's the most bang for your buck because they don't charge extra.
Word?
Yeah. They only charge extra for the meat pause.
Yeah, I used to say fucking... half chicken, half steak.
Yeah, they charge extra for that.
Yeah. Hell, bro, it'd be days. I'd be paying that $18 for that fucking burrito, my nigga.
That shit gets me tight. That shit gets me tight, low key.
Absolutely. I started going to Dos Toros, but now every fucking Dos Toros is like, yeah, we don't take cash.
You know that's illegal now? What? Starting, I think, January 31st.
Oh, every business.
Yeah, every business has to accept cash. And if you don't, you get fined $1,000.
Yeah. Stop playing that bullshit.
It's also like, see, these are tips for New Yorkers that listen to the podcast. Besides that, if you go to a spot, right, and they have a card reader, or they take credit card or debit card, and they have a minimum.
Yeah, that's illegal.
That's illegal.
Yeah.
And you can tell them, it's either you charge the fucking 50 cents on this card, or you get fined. I think the fine is also $1,000 for that. So, that's a little know your rights thing for New Yorkers.
A lot of people really don't know.
We about to shake these fucking ox down.
the amount of chicks that I've told that to, like, yo, fam, just... She's like, I don't want to pay the minimum. Yo, bitch, it's illegal. Just don't pay that shit. Just tell them... Yo, fam, you know this shit's legal, right? They're going to try to strong-arm you. You tell them, nah, nigga, this shit's legal. Don't play with me.
You know, what I was thinking about is how you guys take the subway system.
Yeah.
What is it, $2.75?
Yeah.
You pay $2.75.
Oh, now they have some stations where you can just pay the $2.75 without a MetroCard, too.
Yeah, the cash. The Apple Pay. It's like the tag. Yeah. But, so, you guys pay that, right? Mm-hmm. And for those $2.75, you can go wherever you want in New York.
Yeah.
But you also have to deal with delays, people asking for money, people playing instruments, people, like, bumping into you, being assholes.
Yeah.
You have to deal with standing
up. Niggas be jerking off on the trains, bro.
You might see a dick on your ride. You might see... a crime being committed, like somebody getting robbed or somebody getting their ass beat.
Somebody might be getting these shits rocked.
You might have to stand up for your entire hour and a half journey to wherever you're going. Mm-hmm. You know, for $2 more, I can sit wherever I want. I can drink. I get wherever I'm going faster. The Metro North is $2 more, and it's way better. It's a totally different experience. Like... where did New York go wrong to where the Metro North is the most perfect subway system?
I mean, technically, the Metro North isn't a subway system. It is a train system.
Yeah, the train system.
Not a subway system. But,
that shit is a light rail.
Yeah, that. That's one of the reasons why it's, like, a lot less stops.
People don't fuck around on a light rail because you're going far.
Yeah. lot more and distance to be covered and shit.
Degenerates and vagrants don't be on that shit because you get on and then you get off and you're in a whole different fucking
district.
Yeah.
Fucking you're in sector. A county. You're not even in a fucking
not
borough.
Not in a city. You're not in a borough. You're in a fucking county.
Yeah.
A vagrant will be hype if they can get on a subway car, take a piss, and then get off and then they're like home or whatever they consider to be home.
There's bathrooms on there.
Exactly. That's
crazy. If you want to use the bathroom on like a subway train, you got to go in between the cars and pee.
Yo,
it's the only option.
Yo, bro. Yo, man, remember that me, you, Roshan, Brian, and Maria went to fucking NXT in Brooklyn?
Yes.
And I was mad late.
Yes.
All right, so that day, I was with my mom and my little sister at one of my mom's friends, like one of my mom's coworkers' cookouts.
Mm-hmm.
So what were you, like 19 at the time?
Yeah, 19, all right, 20.
So I go to this cookout and I get fucking hammered. Like I drank so much. And when I was coming down, when I was coming downtown, I had a cup full of just vodka, bro. Like just straight up vodka. I was just sipping. Vodka and ice. I was sipping that shit. I was drinking that shit on the train. Got mad fucking lit. I had to piss so bad by the time I got to, like, I want to say 14th Street. I got all. I got up and got in between the fucking the shits. In between the train guards. I was like, all right, maybe I shouldn't just piss off this train. Maybe I should try to, like, piss in the cup or something. So I went to go piss in the cup. Mind you, I was drunk already, and I also had just finished drinking a full cup of vodka. Oh. So I'm trying my bestest to stand still in between these train cars while drunk, while pissing into a cup. Bro, this shit went like doo-doo. About two good times. Dog, when I say piss went everywhere.
Oh my god.
Piss hit the windows. Piss flew that way. I was like, oh! Oh no! I dropped a cup. Like, that was what was the problem. I dropped the cup. Then I was just like, fuck it. I held on to the two railings on the outside of the fucking train cars. Pissed, and by the time I was stopping, we were pulling into a train station. I put my dick away, went into the next train car, sat down, act like nothing happened.
I just want you to know, people definitely saw all of this. Happen. Yeah,
that's what you know,
never in my life.
You know what's crazy? The two train cars that I pissed in between, neither one of them had people in them.
Oh, so smooth. This was in the middle of the day too. This was like 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock in the afternoon in the summertime. So I'm like, yo, fam, I gotta hurry up before somebody dead ass gets a peek.
Yeah, because it'll be game blouses
for real.
They're gonna hit that emergency break and wait for the
wait for the police.
Yo,
I flip my jersey inside out.
Like, oh my god.
Hopefully,
I could never. But yeah, the Metro North, for $2 more, you really get, like, if I'm, like, those people asking for money on the train, you might have to invest in yourself and get a Metro North ticket. Because those are the people with the money. The people, you can't go to the people who are like you and be like, yo, can I get a dollar? I'm like you. I can't give you no money.
Yo, my nigga, it was one time a homeless nigga asked for money, and I deadass had $0 in my pocket. And negative money in my account. So I was like, yeah, my nigga, you dead ass better off than me right now.
You better ask him for money. Like, you know what?
Yeah, let me hold something.
He starts tapping on your pockets.
Big money ball. I see you pockets, nigga.
Bro, that's the only way. Because, like, there's definitely been times where I'm like, yo, I am definitely worse off than you right now. I don't know why you're asking me for anything. And, you know, if you're listening to this, I don't know how, but
ain't no way you worse off than me if you listening to this.
Nah, nigga, you see,
you're making it.
But you know what's crazy too? The Metro North has like fake security. Well, not fake security, but like the ticket.
Yeah, That's another plus. You got somebody who's kind of nice to you, like the fucking Polar Express.
Yeah.
Just clicking awake.
Yo, bro. It's been a couple of times where I've straight up hid from that nigga, bro. Straight up.
All you have to do is go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, but everybody goes to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So now they knock on the bathroom doors.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never had that happen.
That's oh, word? Nigga, I've been out. I've been on the train not trying to get away from these niggas, and I've seen them knock on the bathroom doors. So I'm like, oh, I'm not doing that no more. Like, I'm cool.
There was that one time where I went to that club. I forgot what. I think it's called Jimmy's in the city.
Uh-huh.
I was so drunk. That was like a couple weeks ago. What? Where I got blackout drunk, where I hung out with the good old folks at the Black Announce table.
Okay. They hung out. Word?
That's yeah, yeah. Oh. I was with them.
Shout out my nigga. I fucked
yeah,
with
Eve and Cody. And then shout out to Chris Ann. She just announced she's also having a child.
Oh.
But so I went out with Eve and Cody. And then we got so hammered. Like, that place, Jimmy's, it's by, like, Times Square, kind of.
Yeah, I know.
And it's lit. It's crazy lit.
Hey, bro, next time you go out with them, let me know.
Yeah, I got you. I don't remember why I didn't invite everyone in the chat that day. But, no, I definitely told y'all.
Yeah, you told us. You didn't say where you was going.
Yeah. I didn't know where I was going until then. But, so we get there, and I walk in, and then Aoife is like, yo, you have to start with a Long Island.
No.
So start with the Long Island. He's like, yo, you gotta chug the Long Island. So I chugged the Long Island. And then he's like, alright, now I'm gonna get a shots. Gets Henny shots for everyone. And then I get a Henny and Coke to wash that down.
Okay.
And then one of their boys pulls up, and he's like, yo, let's go get some shots. So he gets his Henny shots. And that now I finish that rum and that Henny and Coke. Take that Henny shot. And then ask for another one to wash that down with. And then we're watching a game, and I'm like, yo, if this team comes back and wins, you got to get shots. And if they don't, I'll buy you shots. And I think it was the Nets playing that day. The Nets ended up losing, so I had to buy the shots. Okay. So now I got us any shots, and then another thing to wash that down with. And then now we're doing all these shots, and then another one of their boys comes over, and he gets two shots for everybody.
Oh, my. Yeah.
So now we're taking those shots, and then from that point on, I don't remember anything besides waking up on the Metro North, like, while it's at my stop in White Plains, and then the doors were closing. And aww. I was so tired and, like, drunk that I just let it close, and I waited at the next stop, and my phone's on 2%. I'm waiting for the Uber, and it's, like, the fifth Uber because the other four canceled on me.
Okay.
And I'm fucking blackout drunk just waiting there. And I'm like, oh, my God. But I'd much rather, and I was only asleep for like 20 minutes. And it took me 20 minutes to get from Times Square to fucking White Plains. You can't get 20 minutes anywhere on the fucking subway. I think that's the moral of the story that I was getting to. I don't remember. It
takes me 20 minutes to get from home to work, bro.
That's pretty solid.
Like it?
That's pretty solid. Okay. Whenever I leave my car at John's house and I take the train, it takes an hour to wherever I'm going.
Sorry for that.
Yeah. Damn, I think it's maybe, I think it
it's
might just
one
be.
Yeah, yeah, it's the one train. Train. Anything is better than that one
yeah,
train.
Yeah, A$AP Rocky wasn't wrong, I guess, when he said that. But, I don't know. What else do you guys want to talk about? We got into a lot of misogynistic ooh. Shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like, for real. Like,
Jesus.
I wasn't expecting
this
that.
A rough, this is a rough episode.
It's not that rough because people know that we're not lying, but still.
You know? Oh, fam, you ever had somebody have, like, an issue with you that you don't, like, you don't know why? It's just, like, they have an issue with you because it's something in their head.
And
like, they created beef that does not exist.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that happens. And I also don't know how to resolve those issues because it's not your problem. If you don't like me, it's not my problem that you don't like me.
At all.
If I don't have a problem with you.
They gotta resolve that shit, bro. Like, for real.
Yeah, that's all on you. What about you, John? How do you feel about that?
It depends, though. Because sometimes you don't do something. But in certain cases, people be wrong. You know what I mean? Like, nah.
What if you don't like me and I fucks with you heavy, bro? Like, what type of shit is that? Like,
oh, I don't know where we went wrong.
Yeah, if you created some shit in your brain.
Nah, I don't know.
Like, damn. Damn. Like, what if?
I mean, I I don't know, but that happens with me a lot. Okay. But I also, you know, I just be chilling, like, you know. So if you don't like me, that's not my problem. That's a problem with you that you have on the inside. Okay. You know, that's the way I see it. I can't make everybody like me. The best I can do is just be myself. And
you can definitely make people hate you.
Yeah, no, but you don't have the intention of getting someone to hate you. Unless you already have a problem with that person that you already know.
Oh, I'm a dickhead.
Nah, but not,
I'm never going to be an asshole on the first time I meet somebody.
Have you ever, like, been around me, nigga? That's, like, my whole thing. That's but, my MO. Like,
but I can't, like, there's a bunch of people that I know that, like, the first time, like, I met them or I was talking to them, they were just laughing because, like, I just make it a point to, like, just joke around and fuck around with somebody.
Yeah, it's
like, I'm not going to be, like, you know.
Oh, I'm just a dickhead. And people think I'm joking. I don't understand why you niggas think I'm playing around with y'all. I'm dead ass.
Yeah, nah. I just be playing. I really couldn't, you know, care less. You gotta
think about, like, the internet trolls. Those are people that are, that like, they that sit there and try to make someone hate them for the day.
Yeah, but that's
fucking weird.
That's because we're in an era now where, like, people used to be funny because they were afraid of, like, a bully or somebody trying to beat them up. So they were like, well, if I'm funny, I'm less likely to get fucked up. But now, people are funny to get fucked up. Their main goal is to be so dank
that people get upset
that you hate me. I want to make a joke, like, not me personally, but, like, they go on the internet and they're like, yo, I need to make a joke right now that the punchline is baby's dying. And I have to make it, like, the dumbest thing ever, but I need to make it as graphic as possible and be like, oh, no, it's just me trying to be funny. You know? Like, the only dead kid jokes I can laugh at are the Star Wars ones, because they're hilarious.
No, but see, that one makes sense because of the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
I've seen you laugh at dead baby jokes before.
Because, listen. I don't know what you're talking about.
Bro.
All I know is that the Star Wars kids jokes are the funniest jokes ever.
But bro.
I don't know.
Oh, bro.
I don't know,
so
man.
So if I say a dead baby joke right now.
I mean,
do it. I advise heavy against that.
Alright.
At all.
We ain't gonna stop you from doing it.
Alright, so tell the joke. And if I laugh, I laugh. Okay. But just know, you don't have to say the joke. We can move on. We can move on and not say the joke. So you can pick one.
How about we segue into something?
We're gonna move on.
What is the funniest thing you've heard in 2020 so far?
Oh, damn.
If you can even remember it, because I know it's probably going to be hard to remember because a lot of shit is fresh on the mind.
The funniest thing?
Yeah, like the funniest thing you've heard in the past couple weeks at least, because that's easier than, you know, 2020.
Well, it's only been a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's the point. So, fucking what's the funniest thing you've, like, what you got?
He dead ass gets no respect was in.
Yeah. Oh my god. That was right before. That was teetering. That was 2019, but it was the brim.
Wait, who? All
right. So, me and Levante was talking about. Do they listen to this?
I'll tell it. So, I was talking about a friend of mine to Kenny. And I was just mentioning that someone they know,
their boyfriend, was sort of her bitch.
Yeah.
So he said, yo, fam, you can definitely go at that because I've seen that nigga before. He dead ass gets no respect in these streets. Bro, he said he dead ass gets no respect in these streets. We were on the train. I've never laughed so hard on the train before then.
This is verbatim. Everything that was said is Bond. And so that was definitely funny to me also. And I was the one that said it. I was like, hey.
But I also think that there's mad people like that. There's mad people that we know where you're like, yo.
He dead ass has no respect in these streets.
Yeah. There's a lot of cuck behavior going around.
Well, we know them, but we don't really interact.
It's cucks. some niggas that we know, that's kind of cuck-ish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, you know, you let them be them.
I mean, yeah.
What type of shit are we leaving in the last decade?
I don't know. To be honest, I might like delete my whole Instagram because
I'm not meeting no more parents this decade. No parents. I don't give a fuck. Do not. I'm gonna meet your dad in passing, and we gonna act like we know each other. I don't give a fuck. No.
Word. Okay. Cool. All
right. So you said for this whole decade?
Whole decade. Not meeting no more parents.
That's 520 weeks.
All right, nigga.
Where you are gonna date someone? And you're never gonna meet their parents.
Want bet? That's yo, fam. My nigga.
520 weeks is a long time.
Fam. Check my record last decade. You wanna know how many parents I met last decade, nigga?
Two.
One. One pair of parents, nigga. He was bugging. Fuck out of here.
I mean, what about you, John?
I have no idea.
John is leaving second dates in the last decade, bro.
That's crazy.
Just okay, lifting weights. Lift weights, don't do second dates.
Let's not bring that back. That was hilarious on New Year's
Day. Yeah, that's one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life.
That might be the funniest thing I've heard this year.
There you go.
I'm literally sitting here trying to figure out what's the funniest. I even went to my Twitter checking what's the funniest thing I've seen or heard in 2020.
It's definitely lift weights, don't do second dates.
Oh, somebody also called Kyrie Irving World B Flat. And if you know basketball, that is fucking hilarious. So, yeah, somebody on Twitter said, yeah, I'd take Kemba over World B Flat any day. Oh, and I was like, shit. Because I knew exactly who he was talking about as soon as he said it. But, yeah. All right.
So, John, did you say what you were leaving?
No, I can't think of anything to leave behind.
Yeah, I mean...
Are you leaving abusive mothers in the last decade?
Why would I ever welcome
them? Yes!
He might double back. We'll never know.
I hope not.
What about you, Levante?
All right, so... I haven't been to a McDonald's in 2 years. Possibly more than 2 years. I don't know. I don't got the right numbers. But we leaving... McDonald's in the last decade.
Oh, definitely.
We leaving, this is, I don't even remember the last time I've been to a Taco Bell, but we leaving Taco Bell in the last decade.
Facts.
I get sick every time I eat Taco Bell.
You know, surprisingly, I haven't had that in 2 decades.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow. You haven't had Taco Bell in 2 decades.
Yeah, that's some amazing. Crazy shit. Hey, I never
do you
about
know
that
they made the Doritos Locos Tacos
and
last
I never
decade.
Got them.
Yeah, it didn't even look appetizing.
Not last decade, it was the decade before.
It didn't look appetizing.
I love Doritos.
Yeah,
they
fuck with like, the Doritos.
No, tacos. Number one, I like Doritos, but I don't like it enough. Like, I get tired of, like, after one handful.
Nigga,
like,
you heard me on PlayStation eating a whole family-sized bag of Doritos before. Yeah. You know what time it is.
I can't. Especially and then put in the fucking, now you got meats and shit in the middle, and I'm like, yeah, nah, it's not for me.
I understand.
It's not my swag.
I used to hold the big dollar joints.
Yeah.
I used to eat those all the time.
Oh, the fucking, the dollar filler fucking Doritos?
It was to a point where my dad would like bring them home every day just for me.
Yo, bro, I used to make it up. I used to go all the way out of my way to fucking 125th to that fucking pizza / Taco Bell to go get motherfucking Nachos Bel Grande. And those dollar fucking burritos, bro.
Oh, yeah.
The fucking
yeah.
potato filler shits. Dog, fucking crazy.
I always hate it. Like literally every time I eat Taco Bell, I get sick.
That's fine.
But I think that's me with most fast food. I think I want to cut that out. Cause like every time I have like a fast food meal, I don't really feel good.
The only
like I finish it, I'm like, all right, that felt like work to finish.
The only fast food that I've been eating recently has been like Chick-fil-A and like Popeyes. Yeah. Sometimes, like I'm not really like going to Popeyes like. How I used to be, considering the fact that I live across the street from a fucking Popeyes.
It burned down and came back.
Yeah, bro.
They're persistent.
They burned that shit motherfucking back, bro. It took them a little bit, there. But they, They put out another chicken spot. They put a chicken spot out of business.
Bro. Yep. And that chicken spot was fire.
Yeah. Amazing. They were fire.
Their prices were crazy, bro. But yeah, I haven't really been eating fast food like that. So, like, that's not really like an issue for me type shit.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't like Russian. Only shit that I could eat from fucking White Castle is the fucking the chicken breast sandwiches or the chicken rings. Because, like, even if it is fucking terrible, it's, like, the least terrible shit that they got in there.
That's the thing, though. Going into this decade, I think something that is becoming a fad and is already kind of a fad and started in the last year or so is chicken sandwiches. And it's becoming like the new burger. People don't really go out and, you know, like, all right, I'm trying to get a burger. Where am I going to get it? It's like, all right, I'm going to get this chicken sandwich. Where am I going to get this chicken sandwich at?
The Popeye's chicken sandwich now is absolutely garbage, by the way. I had one today for lunch, and I felt like shit afterwards. Yeah. I was like, this wasn't as good as the first time I had it. And the first time when they first put it out, the OG fucking chicken sandwich.
First batch.
That shit was amazing. That first shit was really great.
They went away.
Bro, I'm going to tell you right now. I think, was it like 3 years ago? Or was it yesterday? All right. So I went to Popeyes.
You said, was it 3 years ago or was it yesterday? No, you said years.
I said 3 days.
You said 3 years
like,
ago.
I said three sounded like years.
Trust me.
See, I'm not the only one.
Trust me, I said 3 days.
I was like, that's a wild gap.
Yeah.
So I went, got the chicken sandwich, and I had Chick-fil-A sauce in my room from the last time I went to Chick-fil-A, which was like 2 days before that. I took the fucking Chick-fil-A sauce, put it on the spicy chicken sandwich from Popeyes, ate that shit, bro. That might be goated. Not gonna lie.
You did the unthinkable, like Alicia Keys.
Like, for real, bro. That shit might be.
That's what you gotta call it. Unfortunately, because we're leaving McDonald's in the last decade, we're gonna have to leave McGangbangs in the last decade.
Yeah,
and if you don't know what that is, for some context, it is when you order a McDouble, and then you order a McChicken. And then you put the McChicken in the middle of the McDouble. We figured that out in high school. I think junior year.
Nah, bro. It was before junior.
Or sophomore year. We were walling. Because we would go to McDonald's right there, the McDonald's Express, by the 6th train. And that was the go-to. Because it only cost like $2.75.
Yeah.
Bro.
That McDonald's had some goat situations going in there.
Hmm. Do you want to know why they closed down?
They're gone. Oh, everybody said it. Yeah. Like, they're gone too now.
Yeah. They closed down because everybody quit at the same exact time. They all quit one day. Well, you got to think about how annoying it was.
Yeah.
That McDonald's was next to 3 elementary schools and 2 high schools.
Yo.
Next to a train station.
I feel like there was a day that niggas was in that McDonald's in the morning. And somebody got knocked the fuck out in that McDonald's while we was in there. I feel like that's the thing that happened.
I was there.
I feel like I saw that fucking happen.
I was there one time by myself and I saw that happen. There was 2 guys. And I remember, I think I was running. I was early and I went to school by myself that day. I didn't meet up with any of y'all. And then this one guy, he was yelling at another guy sitting at the bench by himself. Like, so I was standing online. The one guy sitting by himself eating breakfast, and then another guy walks from outside, he walks by, then walks back, then looks inside, and then opens the door. He's like, I found you, motherfucker! Yo! And then, like, he doesn't, like, say anything after, like, he says he finds him, and then he approaches him. He was like, why the fuck did you say that shit about me? And then he just starts wailing on this guy. And then I'll never forget it because, like, this sound was the craziest thing I've ever heard. Where it was just, like, the fists hitting a face. And it sounded, like, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, and everybody's just standing there looking because this is the wild, like, this just happened in front of us at 7 o'clock in the morning.
And everyone's on the mind their own business with
it. Well, I was the only guy in that McDonald's. Like, all the workers were females. And then it was like a lady in front of me online. So it's just, I'm the only other guy there, and I'm like a junior, maybe a senior in high school. So I'm watching this grown-ass man get his ass beat. Obviously, I can't do anything about it. So I'm sitting there watching it. I'm like, oh my God. And then for 30 seconds, the guy is knocked out getting his face punched in. And nobody's like yelling. Nobody's, like, telling him to stop. We're all just there, shocked, like, yo, is this really happening right now? And then, like, the guy goes, I told you not to fucking say anything about me. And then he leaves. And then the guy fucking gets up from his thing, and then the lady, the employee is like, go to try to help him. He's like, no, it's okay. I snitched on him. I deserved it. I was like, but it was like about something about work. He was like yelling at him about like something about something that happened at work. I was like, yo, he really knocked this man out on the first blow and just kept going for 30 more seconds. It was the craziest shit.
He snitched though, man.
Where any that he accepted that?
No, he knew it was coming because the guy when he saw him, he yelled. He was like hyped that he found him.
It's funny because this dude thought he was gonna find shelter in a McDonald's.
He was eating. He was literally having breakfast. He was just chilling, He wasn't hiding or anything.
Imagine having your breakfast ruined like that.
You can't even finish it.
You get multiple pieced. Not even you get eight pieced or something.
Were y'all there on the 6th train? This was like Tuesday. This was, what's that stop before Hunts Point? On the outside. It's the stop on the outside before Hunts Point.
Or is it Elder?
Yeah. So we're there, right?
No, it's Whitlock.
Yeah. It's two stops before that. Because I remember the guy got out at that last stop before Hunts Point, and it was still outside.
So then Elder you're talking about.
Yeah, so we're on the train. And there's like a bunch of, it's a group of like St. Raymond's people on the train. And then this kid is like sitting by himself. Well, it's not a kid. He's probably like in his 20s. And he was sitting by himself on the other side of the train. And then the other side of the train is just filled with like St. Raymond's girls and then St. Raymond's boys. And then we're all just hanging out, talking or whatever, going home. And then two guys get on the train, jump the one guy sitting by himself. And then get off at the next stop. And then this old lady was sitting there. She was like, yo, y'all not going to do anything? And then one, I forgot who it was. But he looked and he said, man, we don't know what that kid did to get his ass beat. Because the two guys just walked on the train, beat his ass, and then walked off the train. So he tried telling her. He was like, yo, we don't know if he like did something to them. If he deserved it. We don't know if he didn't deserve it. It's not up to us to stop this situation. Because it was pretty calm. It was literally not a single word was exchanged between that kid and the two guys. It was, they saw him, walked on the train, beat his ass, got off at the next stop. And, like, that's another thing where I'll never forget the sound of someone getting their ass beat by multiple people. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, damn. Like this is crazy.
It's like that Viceland video.
Yes, it sounded just like that, but with nobody yelling. No, not a single word was exchanged. Ah! And he got his ass beat for an entire stop. So for like a minute straight, it was just hands and feet put on this guy. And then he just got up and sat back down and then got off at that stop before Hunts Point. He got off at the stop after them. So we don't know if those two guys got back on the train. And then he got back on the next train. And then he got his ass beat again because they ended up on the same train. We don't know what happened.
Now I wonder if shit like that still happens.
It definitely does. The thing that I don't think happens anymore is people getting their phones taken.
Yeah.
I remember when there was a point where like people got their phones taken on the regular.
Yeah.
But now everybody got the same phone.
Yeah, everybody got trying to bring that shit back with the return of the fucking Mermot Biggie.
Oh, yeah.
Has anyone seen someone wearing
it? They bringing the shit back because it's safe now. That's why they bring it.
Yeah.
Niggas were getting fucking murdered over coats, man.
Yeah.
like multi-colored Technicolor fucking big ass jackets.
You remember that kid in Bryant Park who got shot?
Yeah, on the ice skating rink.
Yeah, he was
on the ice skating rink.
The most impressive robbery I've ever heard in my life. Because that means, right? Just think of the situation that has to occur for you to get in that situation. That means that you have to have a biggie. You have to have the love for ice skating. You go to the ice skating rink. And that means that there's other people there who are goons with a gun that also love to ice skate that approach someone. Just imagine the sight of someone skating up to you with a gun.
That's
trying to rob you.
That's secret. You know my theory. These niggas, like, they're so good at ice skating because they stay sagging. And they fucking sagged.
Oh, yeah.
And they fucking
so they really just sagged up to the... Yo, can you imagine?
But do you know how... Like, that is the wild... Like, just picture that in your head. Someone skating up to you with a gun. Trying to rob you.
I would really feel like I'm in a video game.
In Bryant Park, by the way. There's
heavily populated area.
Nothing but people, and this is the middle of winter. So it's definitely packed because everybody's ice skating.
You knew what you was doing wearing that big ass coat to Bryant Park in fucking 2012.
You gotta think about what happened next is that they did ask shoot him and run away.
Yeah.
With the ice skates on.
Yeah. They got away. Well, they got caught eventually, but the fact that they were able to run away.
Train station. Like, that's a deep run.
Yeah. On ice skates.
On ice skates.
Your ankles should be shattered.
Them niggas was trained. They trained. That winter was meant for jacking niggas on the ice.
Yo, if it wasn't
in Bryant Park.
If it wasn't that ice skating was like thought of as like feminine, I feel like black people and Puerto Ricans with long hair would take over the whole fuck. Yeah. Like Puerto Rican males with braids will take over ice skating.
Nigga, figure skating, gymnastics.
Bro, oh yeah, yo!
Fucking all that shit, bro. Even track sometimes is seen as fucking feminine because you know it's fucking.
Nah, track. Most of the people now are black.
I mean, yeah.
Usain Bolt did. Usain.
No, no, but even the fastest American.
As a black.
Yeah, I forgot his name.
Michael Johnson, a long time ago, was the fastest nigga on the planet. Well, he wasn't the fastest nigga, but he was jacking it. He was the fastest nigga. But yeah.
Oh, even that. What's the guy from the 40s that Hitler hated? You know what I'm talking about?
Jesse Owens.
Yes, Jesse Owens. He was.
Can you picture being Germany in the 1940s?
And they hosted that Olympics.
And then they host it. And it's a nigga that just come through and beat everybody records while you sitting there like, yo, we going to make a master race. And then you just get beat by some niggas.
Yep.
And that's like, the complete opposite of your master race.
Like, he literally, but that was why Hitler was so mad, because he was trying to tell everybody that the perfect beings on Earth were blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white people.
Oh, bitch-ass.
And bitch. Then three black people from America pulled up and were like,
living proof.
Like, yo, we be eating corn and shit. What's poppin'?
Yeah, they were like, yo, we just destroyed y'all. Like, it wasn't even close. And Hitler, like, they had to get Jesse Owens out of there because they were scared for his life. Because Hitler was about a while out. But, yeah, that Hitler didn't like black people after that. He was tight. He never liked black
people. But back to that Biggie thing. Imagine Jesse Owens going on a TV show and saying, Adolf Hitler doesn't care about black people.
Do it. Oh, my God.
Yo, that happened 2 decades ago. The fucking George Bush doesn't care about black people.
2008.
Now we got Kanye West out here fucking
not caring about black people.
Spiritual albums and not caring.
Manny. Manny.
What?
Did you just?
Kanye West doesn't care about
black people. No, bro. What was that?
Well, yeah.
No, that's the bottle.
Okay. Okay.
No, that's the bottle under my leg.
Niggas thought Manny was ripping one.
No. I wouldn't do that.
Have you ever taken a shit on the side of the road?
Why? Is that a question?
Fair.
No.
Alright, so I think that might be the best place to
end the shit.
Yeah. We got 1:32 in.
Yeah.
Nice little jump.
We didn't stop not once.
Yeah, word.
This was a thing. Conversation.
It's cool. Oh. Yeah, listen. If anything, I'm getting canceled. You niggas are probably not getting canceled.
If I said something, it's just my perspective of what I see, but I'm shallow and I only follow tens. So you have to give me a break.
If I said something, you could at me at Don Perry on Ken. I promise you, I will not respond to you.
Yep.
So go ahead, get it out.
Y'all ain't
shit. I'm not listening.
I mean, all right, now we're back. Pete, I love you for listening. If you made it this far, you know, thank you. Shout out to the hundreds of people for listening. It's pretty, I don't really, you know, promote this like crazy. So if y'all want to, you know, retweet the link or post the link and, you know, tag me, go ahead. I don't really care about doing all of that. I'm going to just keep putting it out the way I am. You heard my takes on social media. So me just posting this and then like bragging about more than 7 people listening and like hundreds of people listening every day, you know, that I would be the people I'm complaining about. So I'm going to just keep doing what I'm doing. I'm going to make these hundreds and into thousands. It was into thousands every day at one point. And then I didn't post for like a month after that, so I think I shot myself in the foot. Maybe if I would have kept going, but...
We back, though.
Yeah, we back. This is the second episode in 2 weeks.
You know what we do.
Last week's episode, I heard it was pretty dank. I heard, you know, I got some, you know...
I don't see how, though. Like, you know what we consider
dank. Yeah, but we got some feedback from, like, pretty tame people that, you know, don't get the comedy the same way I guess we do it. But this episode, if you didn't... Alright, if you don't agree with anything I said, you could at least see what I was saying. So if you didn't and you want to keep talking about it, hit me up at Manny Dizzla. What about you guys? Where can they find you?
Twitter 300LAVO. That's it.
John?
My Instagram, hold on, I forgot what it was again. It's vintage.j_.
Jesus.
You can catch me on Instagram or Twitter at Dom Perignon Cam, like Dom, D-O-M, Perignon.
For you motherfuckers that don't read good.
Facts, Ken. Yeah, promise you I will not read any feedback that you give me. Okay, thank you.
And yeah, make sure you subscribe and like the podcast. I know you probably, and rate it. I know you probably made it this far, so I'm definitely going to insert a fucking plug for that in the beginning, like I always do, because I keep forgetting to bring that shit up. But yeah, make sure, you know, you give me favorable reviews, because I don't read them, so it's not like it makes me feel good, but, you know, it's something. You know, someone does, maybe.
If you listen to this whole shit straight through, at Manny, and ask for a sticker.
Yeah, I'll send you a sticker. If you made it this far, this is a little treat for people who made it this far. Hit
Please
me up.
Get I'll a sticker.
Yeah, I'll send you a sticker. I'll send you a couple stickers, actually. And I got some new shit, like business cards and stickers on the way. Be on the lookout for that. And we're out of here. Thanks for listening.
Merch.
Yeah, I don't know about merch. Maybe one day.